Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Alex L., and I write books for a living. The Hey Girl podcast was created with sisterhood and storytelling in mind. Hey Girl.
Hey Girl.
Hey Girl.
Hey Girl.
Join us as we journey through sharing together. Hey Girl.
Hey Girl.
Hi Sophie. How are you doing today?
I am doing so wonderful. It's just lovely to be connecting with you. So I'm doing great.
Well, thank you for saying yes to this. I'm really excited to dive into our conversation and get to know more about you and your beautiful brand and everything else in between, especially self-care during the pandemic. So before we get started, who are you and what do you do?
So I am Sophie of Sophie James Wine, and I run our family wine business that my husband and I started. We launched back in 2017, and we're a family-owned, first-generation and female-run wine company. And yeah, we're really different than a lot of wine companies out there just because we're number one run by a woman, and I have two little girls, but we're also really founded on the principles of organic farming and community and Mother Nature. So, you know, I love what I do, and it's been a beautiful journey since we launched about 3 years ago.
I want to learn more about why wine and organic farming and being a woman-owned business. So can you start us from the top? Why wine? And your wine is delicious, by the way. Such the experience just opening the gift and just, it's so good. So
it's actually just this really kind of serendipitous, beautiful story that I'm really proud of the way that it's kind of unfolding. You know, we're still very much so in the early days, but, you know, my husband and I started falling in love, let's see, back in 2009, and he had been living in London for years, running a company. I was a stem cell scientist at UCSF, and, you know, he was really feeling burnt out on city life, and I was feeling burnt out on being a scientist. And, you know, we really met at this crossroads in each other's lives. And he said on our first date, he wanted to be a rancher. And I really caught my attention. I was like, oh my gosh, that sounds like fun. And, you know, this dream, we both started talking about it and thinking about it. And it really became our shared dream of moving out to the country. And about a year into our relationship, we found this magical mountaintop property in Sonoma County. And it was a moment that I'll never forget, because I remember when we went and we saw this property, I was 26, that I had to make a big decision. You know, would I go and move to this place with my husband and kind of reinvent my life, or would I stay on this path? I was pre-med and I had a job offer at Stanford. I was currently at UCSF, and we kind of took this leap of faith together. And I just quit my job, got rid of my apartment in San Francisco, and we moved up to this property together as boyfriend and girlfriend. And so it was, my friends were like, are you crazy, Sophie? You know, what about your job and your career? You've worked so hard. And I was like, you know what? My heart was leading me to this place. And, you know, that was really the beginning, quite a journey. You know, this property needed a ton of work, but it had a vineyard on it. And so we immediately switched to organic farming. We fixed up the property. We got married on the property a year later. We had two little girls, and we found ourselves asking, you know, about 5 years later, like, how are we going to sustain this property? This is so expensive, and we want to keep this property in our family forever, but how are we going to do that? James was already running a company, and I knew we had to make the property a working property. And I just looked at James and I said, I will start a wine company. I will sell wine. The wine was so good. And he was kind of like, Sophie, this is a little crazy. You don't have any background in wine. But he was like, I believe in you. And, you know, at the time I had a 1.5-year-old and a 3.5-year-old, and I just went for it. And I just said to myself, you know, failure is not an option. You just have to do this. You have to keep going until it works. And that's how it all started.
Failure is not an option. That is so courageous and brave of you. And to listen to you talk with so much passion about making this thing, this way out of no way, right? And really leaning into your calling without any experience too, which I really want to talk about that, because there are so many people who feel like they can't start because they don't have the training. They don't have the knowledge. And I'm using air quotes for folks at home. They don't have the knowledge. But how do we learn? Yeah. How do we lean in? How do we explore and get curious? So I want to ask that of you.
Yeah.
How did you lean in to really get curious and to take on this new skill with, you know, a blank slate? It was a blank canvas.
It really was. And I said to myself, and I knew at the time that I was a full-time mom, and I knew I had to, that was my number one priority always, but I had to completely reinvent myself in terms of the professional woman I wanted to become. And I had to do things differently than wine companies had historically been done for generations, because it's a very male-dominated field. And it's really, the majority of wine companies are owned by massive companies, conglomerates. And I just said, I'm going to do things my way, and they're going to be really different. But I had to, you know, I had two little girls. I had no employees. We didn't have a tasting room where you could come taste every day. So I started focusing on like what made me different and telling my story, and focused on community building through social media and really like transparency of like, you know, we're organic farmers. We only make wines from organically farmed grapes. And that actually makes us really different, because there's a big education gap between consumers and producers of wine and what goes into wine, you know. And I really just started talking to my community and building a community, having events. And what unfolded, I never expected. I never thought it would go beyond friends and family. But all of a sudden, I found myself like this idea of reinventing yourself after having children and starting a business in an industry that was always done in a very kind of homogeneous way. I did it differently. And I think it was a breath of fresh air. I think it resonated with women. And I think that idea of taking a leap of faith and starting over, and it's really, you know, something I'm so proud of, just showing my daughters now that like, mommy did this, mommy's doing this. And I didn't let those kind of fears stop me. I think that the fears and uncertainty really actually fueled me, because I wanted to keep this property in our family forever. And I know nobody else was going to do it except for me. I just gave it everything I had. And, you know, and I also led with the principle of, I believe that you have to see it to be it. And so I started telling my story to show other women that you can reinvent yourself after having children. You can start fresh. You don't need to have a huge background in a specific field to go and be successful. You can do it.
You can do it, and you can try.
Exactly. And all you've got is your best. And that's what I do every day. It's not perfect, but it's everything I've got. And I tell that to my community, that we're not a perfect company. I still only have one employee, full-time employee. And so we're not a big company, but we are based in love and transparency and this notion of, you know, taking that leap of faith. And so I really am just so proud of what we're doing and where we're going.
I love that in your wine shop on the website, it's, you call it a care package. I love that so much. And just as someone who has received your wine, it is a beautiful, stunning experience. It really allows you to slow down and enjoy what you're getting. And I wanted to talk about that as this act, packaging and offering what you're making as this act of community care from start to finish. Are you open to sharing a little bit about?
You know, I really love that you noticed that, because the thing this all goes back to is that before Sophie James was anything, you know, we were making wine just for, you know, friends and family on the property. And we were drinking this wine, and we could feel the difference in this wine. We felt better having this wine, you know. We were doing low intervention winemaking, organic farming, and we would notice that there was a big difference in the way that we would feel with other types of wines. And so we came up with this like idea that we really wanted our company to be based in this principle of that you can taste the difference and you can feel the difference and you can see the difference. You know, I wanted people to see the difference in our wine package from the moment that they opened the box. I wanted them to see that we were different than other wine companies, that we cared about Mother Nature and organic farming, and the dried florals that are in the box are really a symbol of that. I wanted people to feel the difference in the experience of opening it and the experience of drinking it. And, you know, I think that the care part of all of this is that I care so deeply about this wine company because it's more than wine. It's our life's work. You know, it's a reflection of our family and our mission, you know, our mission to create the highest quality organically farmed wines, but also the mission to keep this property in our family forever. You know, we did not inherit this property and nobody was going to kind of allow us to keep it forever except for us. And I've never taken anything, you know, it's a scary thing because this is something that's so precious and special. And so I wanted people to just feel the care and the love in every single aspect of our business. And I'm so honored that you really felt that, because I do believe that our wine is a form of self-care. It's such a special experience to drink. And, you know, I think our community has really felt that.
I'd love to know, if you were mentoring your younger self, what would you teach her about standing in her power and going for her dreams?
Love that question. Oh, I love that so much. I wish that I could go back and really tell the younger Sophie to really follow what brings out the best in you in life. I was on this very regimented science path, pre-med, very serious, working 80 hours a week. And it wasn't a sustainable path for me. And it never really brought out the best in me. And the miracle of Sophie James, and what I'm so grateful for that I did listen to it as a 26-year-old, is I started listening to, I felt like there was something different for me in store. I didn't know what it was. And, you know, there was years of living on our property where I was lost, confused. I was doing all sorts of soul searching, but I had no idea what my path was going to look like. And that was scary. But what I started doing is I started thinking about what sparks joy, you know, what are my greatest attributes and how can I apply them to my life? And, you know, I think I just following your heart and not so much trying to follow the path that we should all quote unquote follow. I definitely took risk with leaving my career and my job, but I think that what I'm doing now is definitely my destiny. And I'm just so glad that I did listen to my heart and that I was with a man that supported me in that journey. Because James really did. He was really my rock during that time when we were starting Sophie James. I was so unsure. And he was just like, Sophie, whatever you do, it's going to be amazing. And that gave me such strength. So I'm so grateful for that.
Whatever you do, it's going to be amazing. That is such permission. And having that in our loved ones, in our friends, in our partners, in our spouses, having that sense of reflection, like literally I call my husband my mirror.
Yes.
When I can't see, he can. When I can't see myself, he can see me. And my dear sister friends, when I'm lost and feeling anxious and feeling outside of myself, they can still see me and they reflect back to me the reminders and the love and the care that I may be lacking in that moment. So to be able to have that is so sacred and so beautiful. So thank you for sharing. It's very moving.
Thank you.
So, pandemic life, running a business.
Oh, it was so rough. You know, we're still kind of like in the wine industry, we went through a terrible thing in Northern California on top of the pandemic where we had just terrible, terrible wildfires. And the wildfires were all around our property. And, you know, we had been through months where I was, you know, James is running a company. I'm trying to run Sophie James while homeschooling my kindergartner and trying to care for my four-year-old. And I look back on it and people are like, how did you do it? I'm like, I didn't do it. Like, it was so difficult. I felt like I wasn't doing anything well. But I did really lean into my community during that time. I was so honest, almost to a point of like, I felt so vulnerable that I really put myself out there via social media because I had to tell people like, we are a tiny family-run winery. You know, I have one full-time employee. I'm trying to take care of my two little girls. And I think that I really realized then the incredible community I had built because the amount of empathy, understanding, and support I received was so moving. I mean, I remember bursting into tears on certain days with gratitude because I was so scared that people, we couldn't do events. And so they'd drop out of our wine club and this and that. And what I God instead was just, it was like hugs to my soul. There was so much support and encouragement. And I realized that I'd really done the right thing by being so transparent with our story from the beginning because people were ready to just embrace me as a female entrepreneur and mother. And they were understanding. And I made it through. And same with the fires. There were shipping delays and it was scary and it was right in the midst of harvest. And the same thing happened where we were just really, supported. And so I think it is just a reminder of how important community is in businesses and the story behind the business and the people behind the business. Because people forget sometimes that businesses are made by people, run by people. And so I'm just really grateful for the fact that I started this business with the intention of building a community.
What has the past year, and you kind of touched on this, but if you could dig a little deeper, what has the past year taught you about community and gratitude and us needing each other in this life?
We're all so much more connected than we ever thought. And although it didn't feel like that during the pandemic, we all felt so disconnected. I feel like the vulnerabilities of all of us in our health and our needs became so much more apparent. And for me personally, I just felt like there was an incredible sense of humanity that happened in the past year. And, I'm like kind of the ultimate optimist. I always kind of try to look on the bright side and I continue like pointing out the silver linings of the past year, even though it was so challenging. But I think that we are all so different. And for me, I know I'm different for the better. I know that as an individual and as a woman who runs a business, I feel like I grew like 10 years in the past year in terms of personal growth. So I'm really trying to focus on the positives and how we can all be better and how we can all walk away more connected and stronger.
Thanks for listening to the show today. Please rate, subscribe, and review. Also, feel free to share with a friend. We love having our community grow. Music is by DC's own Kokai.
The Hey Girl podcast is produced by Wayne Bartram and me, Alex L.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.